Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Tuesday is Election Day. I think there are going to be a lot of folks just thrilled that election season is almost over. Whether anybody is happy with the results, that remains to be seen. But just the actual process of getting through all of the candidates for each of these positions, I think for some has just been exhausting. But there are a few days left, and I think it's vitally important that you hear from as many folks as possible. And again, I've been focusing personally on two posts that I just don't think get enough attention: the sheriff and the Commonwealth's attorney for each county. They are impacting people's lives on a daily basis. And so I really, really, really wanted to shed some light on that. Shannon Taylor is the incumbent Commonwealth's attorney for Henrico County. And Shannon, thanks for being here.
Jeff, it is great to be on the show again, and happy Halloween.
Well, the very, very same to you. I've been talking about some of the voters who are probably getting tired of election season. You politicians getting tired of it, too?
You said it, five more days, and we are all committed 120% to get across that finish line.
Well, fair enough. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the Henrico Commonwealth's attorney's office today. Now, you've been there for 8 years. Last time you were with us, we chatted a little bit about that. And at the end, you said, hey, we've got to check out some of the crime stats, Jeff. Crime is down in Henrico County, and you want to take a fair amount of the credit for that, right?
I think that's when we talk about public safety, it is about a partnership with everyone involved in the criminal justice system, to include law enforcement along with the men and women in the prosecutor's office.
All right. And so when we talk about your vision, which I think we got into a little bit last time, your vision is a little different than some might have, but it's not necessarily totally off base. You were talking about reducing the amount of people through the system, recidivism, and really getting people, as an example, who were substance abusers, getting them off the substances.
Correct. That is right. Trying to make sure that we can use the court system as a guide to treatment, sobriety, healthy living, and not necessarily just a guide to convictions.
Now, you know that your opponent, Owen Conway, says, well, all well and good. I want to get people off of chemicals as well. But the Commonwealth's Attorney's Office under Shannon Taylor, they're just not prosecuting like quality of life crimes. Is that correct?
Well, I don't think I quite understand what is being asked of quality of life crimes. I mean, the idea being that if we're talking about people's home being burglarized and people's property rights being interfered with, I think we did talk a little bit about that last time, because we talked about it in that delicate balance of the behavior of what is the criminal behavior of one. So if they are breaking into someone's home to steal their jewelry, to steal their electronics so that they can go and sell those items to feed their substance addiction, then we are looking at that delicate balance of respecting victims' rights and making sure that victims' rights are being protected and their voices are being heard, and balancing that with what we think is the appropriate response for one's conduct, to make sure that it is not just solely punitive necessarily, mm-hmm. but to also make sure that we can give them resources while they can be maybe incarcerated, maybe they are being given an opportunity to be on probation and back in society, to have the resources to focus on what was the essence of that criminal behavior. And if it's the substance use disorder, then we've got to look to see what we can do to make sure we are affording people the opportunity for treatment, regardless of their socioeconomic status and regardless of where they live.
Now, when you talk about socioeconomic status, are you telling all of us then that, a well-to-do drug abuser has a better chance of getting into a program, and that's why you want to, level the playing field for somebody that doesn't actually have those resources?
You know, I think that when we were, and not to talk about Medicaid expansion, but when we were talking about health care and access to health care, that was a predominant argument about people being able to receive day-to-day medical services, whether it be high cholesterol, whether it be heart problems, and that it should not impact somebody if they are poor or rich to be able to have access to health care. The same argument can be made here when we're talking about individuals in the criminal justice system, but again, focusing on what I have been trying to do, which is getting people the resources they need so that when faced with that proverbial fork in the road of the good decision, bad decision, if substance use disorder is the basis for the bad decision, what resources are out there to help people? We do have programs. We've talked before about mm-hmm. the programs we have within the jail, Sheriff Wade's RISE program, and now what he's calling the Orbit program. Right. We also have I'm not going to use the term abundance, but relatively speaking, in Henrico County, we have more recovery, private recovery programs in Henrico County than some of our contiguous jurisdictions. Okay. And those are nonprofit organizations, but that still means they still need funding to operate day to day. And when we look at the options, these quote unquote private options, it takes money. And while some of them have done a very good job doing either sliding scale and as well as offering quote unquote scholarships, meaning mm-hmm. that they will pay for somebody, there's not enough of that. And I think that is really what we're and I think we've talked about this before, about what we're calling the County Manager's Recovery Roundtable, mm-hmm. how we are having some of our private partners from the community, from VCU, from Bon Secours, from Markel, and having county department representatives at the table along with some of our judges and our pretrial to talk about what resources Henrico has today and what are we lacking that we can hopefully implement in the future and have available for everybody tomorrow.
Shannon Taylor is joining us. She is the Commonwealth's attorney for Henrico County. 8 years now she has served in that post. She's running for a third term. I know one of the things we discussed last time was about charging someone at a different level. And the example that I posed to you was somebody 17, 18 years old goes to a concert. They're at Innsbruck. Right. And you know what? The line for the bathroom is really long, and they sneak over to one of the bushes, and the next thing you know, they're arrested. And do they get charged and have to register for the rest of their lives as a sex offender? Because you could charge that. Or do you say, listen, you know, that's just really stupid. And it's felony stupid, but here's the fine, here's the term, and let's move on with your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's, if I understand, I mean, that's one of the things you're looking at. And I don't want to simplify it too much, but it's almost a commonsensical approach.
Well, Virginia is one of those states where we allow law enforcement to make a large number of decisions on the street without consulting the prosecutor's office. So there are some states like New York where the law enforcement will actually present a series of charges to a district attorney who will review them, and within, you know, X amount of hours, whether it be 24 hours or 48 hours, the district attorney is saying, yes, we're going to proceed with this, no, we're not going to proceed with this, or this is diversion and this person will never see a judge. Mm-hmm. That's where we hear about the term night court in some of these states, because right. it's constantly happening. In Virginia, we give a lot of deference to our men and women who are on patrol and on the streets. And so there are larger investigations that my office works hand in hand from the beginning to the end. But that's why we have such great law enforcement. We have great men and women in Henrico County with the training that they receive from the training that my office participates in at the academy and other recertifications. That because we trust them. And even when they have questions, we have that communication that's available where they can call and say, I have this situation, you know, Ms. Taylor or, you know, Mr. Smith or whomever they're talking to, they can run a scenario by and say, this is the situation I have, you know, can you give me some guidance?
Mm-hmm.
But we do give a lot of trust to the good men and women of Henrico Police Division.
So one of the questions I would have them, because you've talked a lot about working closely with the Henrico County police officers, and you've been very complimentary. Lodge 4, the Henrico County Fraternal Order of Police, having worked with you for 8 years, says we're endorsing Owen Conway. So what's the story there?
Well, Jeff, what I can tell you is that the FOP Lodge 4 is an organization of 300 members. And on the night that they did the endorsement, there were 20 people present. I think that we have seen sometimes that there is a small population that speaks or end up speaking for a larger group. And, you know, it is what it is. The FOP is historically, you know, a Republican-supported base, and I respect that. But what I can tell you is of the 700 men and women who work on Henrico streets day in and day out, some of them who also live here in the county, I have many, many that support me. And I can tell you there were many people who approached me afterwards saying, Shannon, your office has been great to work with, and we're behind you 100%. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you. So I am confident that I have the support of Henrico Police Division.
I'm also curious, today the Times-Dispatch, as they cover this race, describes it as Henrico's top prosecutor faces challenge from attorney she fired when taking office. Now, I know the last time we chatted, you talked about making some changes over there. Would you describe your dismissal of Owen Conway as a firing?
Well, Jeff, the last time we talked, I talked about how with the new management team that I brought in, that we interviewed every single attorney. Mm-hmm. I knew that I was going to be making some pretty aggressive changes to the policy of this office. And as a team approach, we made a determination about whether or not we thought there were as we did the interviews individually, would that person be amenable to change? Would they follow the philosophy and the direction of my leadership? And we determined that there was a handful of people who could not do that, and Ms. Conway was one of them.
All right. The election is Tuesday. For folks in Henrico who would like to learn just a little bit more about Shannon Taylor, what's the best way for them to do that?
That is shannontaylorva.com.
All right. Shannon Taylor, I appreciate you being here, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
Yes, and thank you for honoring also our good friend Jim Price, Lieutenant Jim Price, who today is his last day with Henrico Police, and really appreciated the nice interview that you had with him and his wonderful wife, Bonnie, who's over there with the great women of sane nurses, forensic nurses over at St. Mary's.
It's a great crew. Well, I appreciate the kind words. That is Shannon Taylor. She is the Commonwealth's attorney for Henrico County. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.